On this meeting, the EDC Street Program to order. It's April the 17th, and we are meeting in the new format. We have some members here and some members online on the Zoom call. And the meeting is being recorded. I'm Buster Bounds, the chairman. We also have Jerry Latham, and we have Randy Collard, and we have Howell Howard, and of course, our fearless city manager, Chad Nearing, is here. And we have somebody new this year. We have a technology consultant recording and handling the technical equipment for the meeting. The first thing on our agenda is...
Would you verify who's on video call?
Well, anybody know how to verify who's on the video call? Would you speak up, please? Lee, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
Hey, very good. I just knew that you were going to be one of the ones on the video call. Who else is there?
Ortega, I'm here.
And Bob Stays is here.
Okay. back off that microphone just a little bit. You're splattering on us. Try your name again.
Bob Stays.
Different person.
Well, we're learning. We'll blame Greg for any kind of technology goof ups. Anybody else? And Stephen is here, but he's giving us the silent treatment right now. He'll get it figured out. Stephen, welcome. We have a short agenda. We have minutes from our previous meeting, and I bet you everybody has read them. And do I hear anybody that has a correction or any kind of complaint or a typo or any kind of problem? Speak up now or forever hold your peace. Well, thank you for your silence. Stephen, I assume that includes you. But anyhow, without objection, we'll approve the minutes as typed.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Okay. Well, actually, I've been reading Robert's Rules of Order, and it's not necessary. If nobody objects, they get approved. So we're being modern. That's on page 89 of Robert's Rules of Order. Okay, that's neat, isn't it? Number two on the agenda is awarding the bids for the 2020 program. I think we went over the bids at our last meeting and went through everything. And the only thing that has changed is that we've been invaded by the enemy virus. And we don't know if that will have any effect on our income. So I'd like to open this for a discussion about whether you have any concern about the money. In fact, I'll start it with Chad. Chad, what's your assessment?
Let me give you a brief little financial perspective. I was going to get you some additional financials. But the synopsis is this. Your budget right now is anticipating revenues of $875,000 roughly. Currently, we're actually ahead of projection. Obviously, we are anticipating some reduction for the remainder of at least some period moving forward. The good news is you currently have, without any additional income from sales tax revenue moving forward, assume it's zero, which is not going to be accurate. You currently have a fund balance of $1.6 million in cash. So you have two full years of operations, and that's essentially three cycles of construction activity moving forward. So you have 3 years of existing cash reserve for construction projects at this point. Is there going to be a reduction? Obviously, we're anticipating some. What is the magnitude of that going to be? But even if you had a 30%, which I think is probably extreme to even predict at this point,
for the entirety of your next budget year, your revenues would still be in the range of $600,000 a year. And you already have two full years of budget in cash reserve. So you have money set aside to move forward. This is, of all the entities in the city is responsible for financially, y'all are the best prepared to weather any financial storm and continue with your annual course of roughly $600,000 a year of construction. Now, I would not recommend that it's time to take on any additional projects right now, but your normal activities, this board has been conservative in making sure it had the financial resources to move forward.
Randy, we're not going to allow any kind of motion to declare a dividend for the board members. That is out of the question. So, but we entertain any other questions.
Take that.
Any other questions anybody has? Are you okay with the finances?
That's very good news. It's a relief because I was afraid that this was going to have some effect. And it's going to have some effect, yes.
Yeah.
But
not going to have an effect on the square.
No, sir. No, sir. Those funds have already been appropriated. Okay. And again, as I say, your budget, that includes the commitment that this committee has made toward the ongoing annual payments towards that fiscal commitment. So
the only thing I can think of is if the labor, you know, wise, you know, monetarily, we're all right, correct?
Yes, sir. Now, long-term impacts, I mean, obviously at this point, it's way too early to project anything, but as far as the finances of this corporation, independent of anything else, I mean, you definitely have the cash resources and reserves to continue to move forward regardless of the short-term impact.
May I also ask if our contractor is bonded to complete the job as per the contract?
Yes, sir. Bob Stays is on the phone.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm sure Bob can speak to that, but yes.
Hey, Bob.
Hello. Yes, I don't see any problem with that, and I've already been in contact with Drury, and they're prepared to get started immediately and without hesitation. So,
were we talking about this or the square at that time?
Both. Every construction contract that we do in excess of $50,000, whether it's this corporation or the city, fine, as a legal entity, is required by state law to have a performance bond as a part of that construction activity.
As well as a payment bond, Chad.
Say again?
As well as a payment bond.
A payment bond and a performance bond.
Yeah, both, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're both covered.
Very good. So with in the absence of any other questions, what do you think? Should we go forward and approve our contract?
Do we need to make a motion? Is that what you're... I make a motion that we approve the contract and go forward.
We have a motion by Howell. We need a second. And Jerry's done a second. And now we can discuss it. That's what Robert Rules of Order says. And after you have a motion and a second, you can discuss. I'm just teasing. I think we've talked this one down to a nub. All those in favor say aye.
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 Very good. Very good. Muy bueno. Let's see. We have any other business? Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up? Well, we're out of business and still got some time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
I was going to let the callers have a say.
Okay, well, thank you for coming to the meeting. I'm sorry about the changes we're having to endure, but we're going to make it just fine. And thank you for that good financial report, Chad.
Yeah, we'll get you something a little bit more concrete next time. Again, as I said, the
the current sales taxes run 2 months behind actual. So at the earliest, we would see an actual downturn in that in May. And it's honestly, it's going to be June before we really see some decent numbers as to what that actually projects. But we will keep you updated.
Good. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay.